Hi, boys. Good evening. Katie Starling here with another amazing adventure for you. Well, you know, this one I think is going to be particularly fun. It is a custom, of course, but don't you guys love hearing my take on these ideas that I get from you nasty pervs? Oh boy, do I have a lot of fun with this. Well, I hope you're ready for another nasty time with me. And remember, if you want to order your own custom audio, or even see more of what I got in store, including videos, pictures, gifts, oh honey, I do it all. Visit www.discord.gg/pervert paradise. So come on over, visit us in paradise. There are plenty of other taboo creators to explore there too. I can't wait to see you there. And just a little reminder, remember, this is all just a fantasy. It's all just for fun. Now, let's get into it, shall we? I come home from work and start packing our bags. My little girl's already home from school. We're about to go on vacation. All the way to Vegas. I'm so excited. My husband decided to actually stay back. This is our daughter's 13th birthday, and we wanted to make it really, really special. She was telling us that she always wanted to go visit Vegas, especially since her little mother here was born there. It's all expenses paid, too. How exciting is that? She's heard so many stories I've told her about me and her grandparents. I mean, I practically grew up in Vegas, so I know a lot about the city. My husband got us both rooms at the Circus Hotel, which I am so excited to go to. It's so much fun there. I mean, it's pretty much a hotel and a theme park. How perfect is that? Well, especially since our 13-year-old is a little too young to go gambling just yet. Although she does seem really excited. I finally got all of our bags packed. My husband getting ready to take us to the airport. Honey, are you ready to go? You got your suitcase? You got your little carry-on? All right, good. Okay, well, let's get going then, all right? We head on outside. My daughter asking me if she really does have everything she needs for the vacation. Her bikini, her clothes, her products. I tell her, look, honey, I have already gone through all of our things. Trust me, we have everything we need. It'll be really fun. Oh, I know, honey, but you are too young for that. You can't go gambling with mommy. But daddy got us a place in the most perfect hotel. You'll have a lot of fun. Okay, I promise. Daddy even got us an all expense paid shopping spree and a day at the spa. You're blossoming into a young woman, and we want to support that. We want you to have the best 13th birthday you could possibly have. I mean, you're just becoming a teenager now. And you're just barely developing, and you look beautiful already, sweetie. We finally make it to the airport. I grab our suitcases and check us in. And as we're waiting at the gate, I notice someone. Someone looking over at us, me and my daughter. My husband had already left, since he has to stay home anyways. He's stuck working. He really wanted to go, but figured it might be better for just us girls. I spot him, make eye contact. I give him a little wave. He looks like a really well-dressed businessman, probably going out of town on a trip. A nice suit. Looks like an Armani suit, even. Wow. Very attractive, too. Keeps oogling at us. Me, well, and I think my daughter, too. Well, it's probably just nothing. I shake it out of my head and get on the plane. The stewardess gets us all strapped in, especially since we're riding in the back of first class. God, my husband really went above and beyond for us. Although, since it's the back of first class, there's three seats on each side instead of two. Makes it the ticket just a little bit cheaper, although it is still first class. Seats are huge. Oh, and they're so comfortable. I start to relax and I kind of close my eyes for a second when my daughter is still on her phone. I make sure to tell her to put it on airplane mode to get ready to start the flight. And then, all of a sudden, I see the man from the gate before we walked in here. I guess he's sitting in the seat between me and my daughter. I'm by the window. He's in the aisle seat. My daughter's in the middle. I look over at his hand. I see that he's also married. I think, whew, that's probably a good sign. I hope we don't have much trouble on this trip or anything. But, I mean, he is so attractive. I need to get this out of my mind. It's been a while since me and my husband have really, well, done anything. I don't know why. Maybe it's because we have our kid, or, I mean, she is quite a bit older now. Oh, I don't know. I'm going to go back to laying down, trying to relax, maybe even read my book, stare out the window. So happy I got the window seat. It's my favorite seat. I'm doing really well. As I say to him, shocked that he wants to chat. My little girl in between us still on her phone. Typical 13-year-old girl. I kind of see him poking up over her head. He's looking at me, gazing, almost staring. Well, you are on business, aren't you? He nods his head. Tells me that he's actually going to be going on a connecting flight. I go, oh, well, that's interesting. Oh, you're going to be laid over for a couple days, though. Well, I guess what better place to be laid over than... He finishes my sentence. Yes, Vegas. It's going to be really fun, huh? He asked me what me and my daughter are going to be doing in Vegas. I tell him that my husband paid for an all-expense trip for us. since she just turned 13, becoming a blossoming little woman, my husband wanted to help us have some fun. Bought us a spa day, shopping trip, everything. He makes a snide comment about if he was my husband. I giggle. God, he's so handsome. His smile. I feel like he can see right through me. Maybe even right through my shirt. Get it out of my mind again. I look back up at him. He's still looking, still smiling. God, he's so charming. He can just disarm you with just a look and a couple of words. He goes ahead and starts to relax, takes off the jacket of his suit, lays it behind him. The stewardess comes up and asks us if we need anything. He orders a glass of champagne and some filet mignon. I guess it's a special in first class right now. And then he orders it for me and my daughter as well. Except he changes the champagne to a Shirley Temple for her. I try to go, no, it's okay. You really don't have to do that. We can pay for it. And he said, oh, no. It's on me. He hands a black credit card to the stewardess. Oh, God, he must be so rich. I mean, my husband has a decent job, but he ain't got no black credit card. The stewardess comes back with the champagnes and each of us with a beautifully cut piece of filet mignon. I ordered mine medium. So did my daughter. I don't even think she's even had filet mignon before. I watched her take a knife and the fork and take a nice savory bite. I asked her, well, how do you like it, sweetie? She gives me a big smile and tells me it's the best steak she's ever had. I go, well, you know, that's filet mignon for you. Truly is delicious. I look back up over at the man. Thank you so much. You really didn't have to. Like, I super appreciate it. This is my little girl's first piece of filet mignon ever. I don't know how I can repay you. He says not to worry about it. All of a sudden, I see him kind of brush up against my daughter's arm. And sends a shiver through my body. Well, I mean, I really don't want to ruin his good time. We're having so much fun. I never thought a flight could be so entertaining. Feeling in a really flirty mood, I take off my little sweater, show him that I have big, double D breasts. I flip my long brown hair over, showing the side of my face just a little bit more. You can see my thin little hourglass figure. My big thighs being squished together. Well, we're going to be on this flight for quite some time, aren't we? Might as well have a little fun. A little fun never hurt anybody. It's not like I have to tell my husband anyways. Since we're in the back of first class, I mean, we could always just put the little curtain up. Almost as if he was reading my mind, I see him put it up. I wonder how much we could get away with. Well, I know that we're both married, So, I don't know. I see that he's still caressing her little arm. I start to do the same on the other side of my daughter. I never really looked at my daughter like this before, but I have to admit, she's very beautiful. Long brown hair, just like her mother. Except her tits are only a B cup at this point. She looks up at me a little confused. I tell her, look, it's okay, honey. It's okay, all right. There is something about the look in her eyes, though. I can't put my finger on it. But I feel myself tingling down there. Maybe this is what I needed. Some true excitement. Something different. Something taboo. I look back over at him. That flirtatious look in my eye. I move my daughter's hand, place it on his thigh. My little girl starts to kind of see what's going on and goes along with it. I start sliding my hand onto her thigh. I watch him follow suit. I wonder how far we can take this without getting caught. My little girl seems to really be getting into it. I never really thought about incest before, but maybe it is as fun as they make it look in porn. After all, I remember how horny I was at her age. I was just waiting to be touched. I see my daughter lean over and give him a kiss on his cheek. I lean over her, give him a kiss on the lips. My daughter joins in. My little 13-year-old daughter. I start caressing her small little B-cup breast. Her puffy little nipples just poking out of her top. I told her to start wearing bras, but I guess she still isn't listening about that, is she? I see him do the same. We're both cupping one of her small 13-year-old breast, so soft and warm. Her skin, so youthful. Her face, so pretty. She has the perfectly shaped cheekbones. Still a little bit of chubbiness in her cheeks, just starting to develop. Her sweet 13-year-old body, pressed up against me as I'm leaning over in my seat. He's leaning over just as far as we meet in the middle. Both caressing a nice, tight 13-year-old breast. I notice that my little girl's also wearing a very small skirt. I start slipping my hand up it, motioning for him to do the same. He starts kissing her neck. I do the same. We keep going even further, further. I see that he has his hand all the way up there. I see my daughter starts to make these little noises. I never really heard them come out of her before. But something about them just soaks my panties. I never thought I'd be one of those mothers that encourages their daughter to be, well, a sex object, a toy. a hole to be used. I give her some drinks in my champagne. He does the same. We keep practically mirroring each other's actions on my daughter. I slip out of my seat. I spread her legs open wide as she's making out with him. Really going to town. I could tell that I'm giving this rich businessman the time of his life. I wonder if we can get some extra money for our trip. As he's kissing her, I see him look down at me. I spread her legs open nice and far as they can go. I take a taste of my daughter's sweet 13-year-old cunt. God, it's so pink and juicy. She's so wet. I guess she is just like her mother, a horny 13-year-old whore, willing to do anything for a rich, attractive man. But aren't we all? Yes, I guess I have taught her right. Taught her to use what she has to get what she wants. After all, she's no stranger to pleasing a man. She's been helping me with Daddy for quite some time now. Even though her sex life is stale, I know he's been sneaking into her bedroom. I know why it's been stale. Maybe if I tell him we did this together, he'll open up to me. Finally tell me the truth about him and our daughter. I hear her moaning as I continue to lick and taste, suck right on her sweet 13-year-old clit. God, her cunt tastes so good. She has the sweetest little teenage cunny I've ever tasted. Not like I've really tasted many others. But there's something different about it being my daughter. Something even sweeter about it. I see him unbuckling himself from his seat, too. They said that we could get up and move around in the cabin. And since first class has those little curtains, even though they're not soundproof, I could hear my little daughter making more and more noises, getting louder and louder. I put my hand over her mouth, muffling it so others can't hear what kind of sick, incestuous threesome we're having here. My God. I see him take down his slacks. I can tell that his boxers are Calvin Klein even. He lets his hard cock hang right out. He tells me to take my hand off my daughter's mouth. I do as I'm told, of course. He goes ahead and he puts all of her hair around his hand. Starts face-fucking her, sliding his hard, throbbing pedophile cock deep down her sweet throat. God, I'd never been so turned on. I start to rub my cunt while watching them truly get disgustingly dirty. I hear him say, as he's forcibly face fucking her, little tears going down her cheek, I could still see that she's smiling, even through her cock being stuffed. Even through his cock being stuffed down her little throat. She's smiling. Yes, she truly is a whore like her mother. I guess the apple doesn't fall far from the tree now, does it? He keeps going, his thrusts getting harder and faster every single time. As he gets close, he takes his cock out of her mouth, spit hanging down off of it. My little girl fondling his balls. She knows what to do. After all, I think Daddy taught her pretty well. He stops for a second to let us know that he's just about to come, but he wants to do it inside of my daughter. He looks at us both and says that he'll give us 50 grand if we let him do it. If we let him breed her. I nod my head in agreement, getting ready to come myself, still rubbing my cunt, my soaking wet pussy. I see my daughter spread her legs wide for him, nodding as well, ready to take all of him inside of her. I can hear her through her moans telling him to breed her. He puts his hand over her mouth too, as we really don't want to get caught. He thrusts into her. I can hear him moaning, telling me it's the tightest thing he's ever felt. He grabs her little hips as he has her laid way back in the seat. Thank God they do recline. It's reclined all the way. He thrusts in and out of her just a few more times. I tell him to come. Come for her. Come for my sweet little 13-year-old daughter. Breed her little cunny. Fill her little slit. Fill that 13-year-old hole. Can you believe her mother is telling you to do it? Come on. Breed my little girl. After all, I would love to raise another slut. I see his face. He's coming. Coming hard, deep inside of my 13-year-old daughter. Ah, fuck. Ah, I come with him. Trying to keep myself quiet so no one else hears us. We all pause as we hear the stewardess ask us if everything's okay. We tell her everything's fine, to please go away until we open the curtains. Since he was so rich, they didn't really question it. I can see his cum pooling out of my daughter's little tiny slit. I tell her to close her legs nice and tight. Keep as much of it in there as possible. Let it fill your womb. Come on, we'll have a little baby to take care of. Wouldn't that be nice? She nods her head. We sit there the rest of the time. All of us fell asleep after such an interesting plane flight. As we touch down and is ready to get off the plane, we all get off with our carry-on bags and everything. Come staining my daughter's little skirt. My panties still soaking wet. I know I need to change. We follow him off the plane. I quickly rush us both to the bathroom and clean us up. I come back out and there he was waiting with an envelope full of cash. I take it from him, give him a kiss on the cheek. He bends down and also gives my daughter a kiss on the cheek, whispers something into her ear. I couldn't quite make it out, but I did see a big smile on my daughter's face. He thanked us for such a good time, put his phone number in my phone, and then walked off. I grab our bags. We head to the hotel. My little girl lays her head on my shoulder in the back of the cab. Mommy, that was really fun. You think we can see him again someday? Oh, and do you think I could finally get that handbag I wanted now? Maybe even a new phone? I look at her. You can have whatever you want, sweetie. You did such a good job. Well, I learned it all from you, Mommy. You told me to work with what I have, and that's what I did. Hope you guys enjoyed that one. Interesting, don't you think? Well, we'll definitely have to have some more fun later. Maybe we'll have even more fun with this mother-daughter duo sometime in the future. Let me know what you guys think. Well, this is an audio written and recorded by Katie Starling. Now, I did get a little bit of a description for it, but not much of one. Just a little paragraph. And I guess you could say I did the rest. If you want to order a custom from me, let me know. Just go to discord.gg/pervertparadise for more information on customs, phone sex calls, cam to cam appointments, and even custom videos. Let me know. All right. Good night, guys. And remember, if you're struggling with urges and thoughts, or maybe you feel guilty, I want you to know that you shouldn't. Because this is just a fantasy. These characters are not real. And I'd much rather you listen to me and get all that pent up cum out of you than do anything drastic. So I hope that gets through to some of you. And we do have support groups 3 times a week. In the pervert paradise. So come on, join. I mean, what do you really got to lose? It's anonymous after all. All right, I'll talk to you guys later. Good night.